नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 20, The Rainy Season in Autumn, Text Number 22. Sarasu, or Sarasu, Ashanta, Rodasu, Nyusu, Anga, Api, Sarasa, Griheshu, Ashanta, Kriyeshu, Gramya, Iva, Durashaya. Sarasva Shanta Rodashu, New Shore Angapi Sarasa Griheshva Shanta Kriyeshu Gramya Iva Durashaya Sarasvan Shanta Rodasu Nyusu Rangapi Sarasa Griheshva Shanta Kriyeshu Gramya Iva Durashaya Sarasva Shanta Rodashu Nyusu Rangapi Sarasa Griheshva Shanta Kriyeshu Gramya Iva Durashaya Sarasu Upon the lakes Ashanta Disturbed Rodasu, whose banks, Nyushu, continue to dwell. Anga, my dear king, Api, indeed, Sarasa, the cranes, Griheshu, in their homes. Ashanta, feverish, Kriyeshu, where activities are performed. Gramya, materialistic men. Iva, indeed. Durashaya, whose minds are contaminated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The cranes continued dwelling on the shores of the lakes. Although the shores were agitated during the rainy season, just as materialistic persons with contaminated minds always remain at home, despite the many disturbances there. Please repeat. The cranes continued dwelling on the shores of the lakes. Although the shores were agitated during the rainy season. Just as materialistic persons with contaminated minds always remain at home despite the many disturbances there. Purport. During the rainy season, there are often mudslides around the shores of lakes and thorny bushes, stones, and other debris sometimes accumulate there. Despite all these inconveniences, ducks and cranes continue meandering around the lake shores. Similarly, innumerable painful occurrences are always disturbing family life. But a materialistic man never even considers leaving his family in the hands of his grown sons and going away for spiritual advancement. He regards such an idea as shocking and uncivilized because he is completely ignorant of the absolute truth and his relationship to that truth. This is from the Light of the Bhagavat. Prabhupada's translation. The crane stands on the edge of a pond that is always disturbed by flowing water, mud, and stones. The crane is like a householder who is disturbed in the shelter of his home, but who, because of too much attachment, does not want to change his position. The forgetful householder life of the conditioned soul is a soul-killing dark well. This is the opinion of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, the celebrated devotee of the Lord. Too much attachment to hearth and home is never recommended by a self-realized soul. Therefore, the span of life should be methodically divided. The first stage is called Brahmachari Ashram, or the order of life in childhood, when the man-to-be is trained in the ultimate goal of life. The next stage is the Grihastha Ashram, in which the man is trained to enter into the transcendence. Then comes the Vanaprastha Ashram, the preliminary stage of renounced life. The last stage recommended is the Sannyasa Order, or the renounced order of life. In this way, one accepts a gradual process of spiritual activities for the ultimate goal of liberation. Unfortunately, for want of sufficient culture of the human spirit, no one wants to give up the householder life, even though it's full of pinpricks and mud, and those who are too attached amidst the pinpricks of muddy household life are compared to the cranes that stand on the bank of the river for some sense enjoyment, despite all the inconveniences there. We should always remember that the society, friendship, only shadowy representatives of the real society, friendship, and love reciprocated in the kingdom of God. There is no reality in the conditioned life of material existence, but because of our ignorance, we are attached to the mirage. The idea of society, friendship, and love is not at all false, but the place where we search for it is false. We have to give up this false position and rise to the reality. That should be the aim of life, and that is the result of cultivating the human spirit. Unfortunately, for want of sufficient culture of the spirit, the materialistic man always sticks to this false place in spite of all its turmoils. It is said that a man should give up the order of household life at the age of 50. But in this era of ignorance, even an old man wants to rejuvenate his bodily functions, put on artificial teeth, and make a pretense of youthful life, even on the verge of death. Crane-like politicians especially are too much attached to the false prestige of position and rank, and so they always seek re-election even at the fag end of life. These are some of the symptoms of an uncultured life. Maum Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminte Namane Namaste Sarasvatim Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desitarne. Modern society, this preaching is considered quite revolutionary. Or fanatical, depends how you want to look at it. Because Chintyam Aparayam Cha Pralayantam Upashitya Kama Paboga Paramam Etavam Itinischitya Asha Pasha Shutarabhada Kama Krodha Parayana. Ihanti kama bogartha anye narta sanchayan. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense enjoyment. In other words, one who's in the Bali concept of life cannot conceive of anything beyond the Bali concept of life. And therefore, the idea of renouncing everything, what to speak of going to a forest, because nowadays people do go to the forest with their camper and they set with their portable video and television and their barbecue. That's the modern day vanaprastha. Their camera and whatever else. But the idea of going to a forest, putting on without any means of support, without any shelter, people think that this is barbaric. What would you do there anyhow? Without television, without the radio, without an electric, without a laundromat, what could you do there? Because the only thing they know is to serve this body. And if they're informed that they're spiritual beings, they think that, yes, I'm spirit. And for them it means their mind. They think spiritual means the mind. But their mind doesn't want to go to the forest either. But Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee, told his father, Tatsara manye surya varya dehinam sadasam udvigna dhyama satgrahat hitvatma patam griham andakupam gato daram vanam gato yad dharim ashyeda. That as long as one identifies oneself with this body, there must be anxiety. There is no question of not being anxiety because the body is temporary. And everyone has to die, or everyone's body has to die. So if we're attached to the body, which is just only here very temporarily, we must be in great anxiety. If one thinks that the only existence is this body, and the body is rapidly disappearing, then how can we not be in anxiety? We think, I'm about to disappear. And who wants to disappear? Because if we disappear, then we can't enjoy. And if we can't enjoy, then we're in great anxiety. If we're eating an ice cream,